Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
Okay, today I'm still on Matthew 24. And I'm going to start with this scripture for today on verse 36 of Matthew 24. My Bible has subheadings in it. This particular one says, "No one knows the day or the hour." And it says, "But concerning the days and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man." All right. One of the explanations I get is there ain't gonna be no tribulation, because it says just like in Noah's day, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. I've been in some god awful places of the world. I've been in some terrible situations. I've seen hurricanes and things that just destroyed areas. And I'm going to tell you the one thing for certain, when you get there, people will still be eating, drinking, and having sex. No matter how bad the tribulation gets, if they can find a dark corner, they're going to do the same thing they're doing today and they've been doing for thousands of years. So it don't mean it's got to be clear, calm, happiness, peace everywhere. People will continue. And in the days of Noah, it says they had gotten so vile and so corrupt that God repented and decided to destroy man. Now, another little thing I just want to put as a side note, and surely y'all send me an email on this one. People say God never changes. God repented that he had made man and put him on the earth. God was going to destroy the whole earth. And he repented and decided to save a remnant. Several places in the Old Testament, it talks about God repenting, changing his mind and direction because he loves us. And we have made a very bad decisions over and over again. And God keeps trying to provide a way for us to get back to him. So when people tell you he don't ever change, if he didn't ever change and repent as the Old Testament says it, we wouldn't be here. We'd be gone. Stay on track. That's what I keep telling my rapture believers. Okay, believe whatever you want to believe, but stay on track. Follow God. Do what he's asked you to do. Occupy till he returns, whenever it is. Don't give up and quit because you think he's coming this afternoon. If he comes this afternoon, let him find you at his work. There's a scripture that says, when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? I'm sure he has not grown any more assured today than when it was written. And it's not always a lack of faith. We blame it on that, but we got faith. Everybody I know's got faith in something. In the last couple of days, I was out on I-95 for a while, but you got to have faith to get out there. You got to really believe them people all stay in the right lane at 85 miles an hour and not run over you and kill you. My people show up in churches on Sunday morning that are old, well over 100 years old, some of them 150 years old. And they have faith that that building won't fall in on them. We just don't have faith in the right things. And faith's kind of like a muscle. You've got to build it. You've got to work on it. I've had some experience that I ain't ready to share with you in the last couple of weeks. This proves to me that I've had some lapses in faith in what the scriptures told me. And once I decided to stop tempting it and cooperate, things have been a lot better. Okay, so that's a little more of Matthew 24. That was 36 through 39? No. 29 through 31? Whatever. No one knows the day or the hour. 36 through 39. Now, here's one. If you want to do some actual searching and studying on your part, on that little message there that says no one knows the day or the time. They're talking about the time when Christ, just before the crucifixion, told them this, answered these questions for them. In the book of Revelation, in at least two or three places, it gives you a mark that when that event happens, there will be so much time left till Christ returns. And it's always talking about the end of the 7 years. It's not talking about in between somewhere. All right? So, God bless you, and I hope this scripture helps you to get into the book and look at it and study it. I hope it brings up some questions that you can only get the answers to by actually reading it and not letting somebody else tell you what it says.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Fench, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in His light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.